Massachusetts will pay millions of dollars to ROCA if the nonprofit organization succeeds in reducing the number of days young men referred to its program spend in jail. The greater the success, the higher the payments, up to $27 million. Michael Coelho, an assistant secretary with the Massachusetts Office of Public Safety and Security, said ROCA was chosen for the initiative because the program has a 26-year history of working with young men ages 17 to 24 who have greater odds of going to jail than of getting a job.
So their ability to deliver a strong service and use data on a weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly basis to improve what they deliver and to strengthen the outcomes for this target population, I think is the main reason they got chosen.
The first government payment to the program is not due for 5 years. The payments are based on benchmarks. If there is a 40% reduction in the number of days spent in jail by program participants, ROCA would be paid $22 million, which is what the state calculates it would save in incarceration costs. To receive the full $27 million, ROCA must achieve a 70% decrease in days of incarceration, which would in turn save taxpayers $45 million, according to the state's calculations. Private investors, not taxpayers, assume the risk for the initiative. $18 million in upfront financing came from six sources, including Goldman Sachs and the Kresge Foundation. John Grossman of Third Sector Capital Partners, a nonprofit advisory firm that secured the financing, said investors were impressed with ROCA's track record.
They're doing important work in a space that is far too often neglected in the Commonwealth and really around the country.
ROCA, which started in the eastern Massachusetts city of Chelsea 26 years ago and came to Springfield 3 years ago, uses an intervention model based on proven behavioral change theories. The four-year program involves intensive case management, education, employment, and follow-up. ROCA founder and executive director Molly Baldwin said the Pay for Success initiative will bring 930 young men into the program, and 43% will be in western Massachusetts.
And we are really honored to work with the Commonwealth, all the funding partners, Department of Probation, Department of Youth Services, to be able to implement this project. It's just an extraordinary opportunity to show that this group of young men can in fact change their behavior and contribute positively to society.
At an event Tuesday marking the launch of the initiative in western Massachusetts, 22-year-old Jarnay Jones of Springfield talked about how his life has changed since coming to the ROCA program last July.
Before I came to ROCA, I was basically involved with gangs. I had guns. I was doing the opposite of what I'm doing now, basically. Instead of making my community good, I was making my community worse. I was contributing to the crime.
Jones now has a job at Lennox American Saw Blades in East Longmeadow. The social and financial costs of recidivism in Massachusetts are enormous, according to state officials. Currently, 64% of young males released from jail will reoffend within 5 years. Only 35% will obtain a job within a year of release. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.